We have yesterday, we have learned this piece of Ochas Chaim Lorosh, Al Tishan Ko Otzel Sheino Rabo. You shouldn't sleep like a lazy person, a long sleep. The Targil is Atzmecho, get used Lehokitz to wake up on Etzachamo when the sun rises. Ulekoel Atzipor Kumi Mitoscho. And for the noise of the bird in the morning, the shear of the bird, Kumi Mitoscho, get up from your bed. So we spoke yesterday, one explanation, Sheino Rabo means, can be two things. Or a long sleep, Sheino Rabo can mean a deep sleep. So Targil Atzmecho Lehokitz, Be'on Etzachamo, that's to make the sleep shorter. When the sun rises, you should get up. That is even a bird. The song of a bird will wake you up. You will get up. That's regarding the death of the sleep. Like we mentioned, a person who doesn't sleep a deep sleep, he will wake up with every little noise. A person who has he knows he has a duty in life, he can't sleep a deep sleep because he knows he has things to achieve. So people who have things to achieve, they know they have a burden, whether they can't sleep a deep sleep. That would be one explanation. The Mefoshim here have a problem. Why does he say to get up with Honetzachamo? Why not before Honetzachamo, so he will be able to daven Kevosikin? Might be Aldech Hadrash, someone to explain this way. Rabbi Yoina mentioned that when a person wakes up in the morning, straight away he should bring to his mind that he's a Evet Hashem, that he has to get up La'avodas Hashem. When a person would be called to make a service to a king, he would not wait, he would straight away get up. So might be, he means, Ochas Chaim Lorosh means Al Derech Hisoyrus. When a person wakes up and he sees the sun rises, we know from Chazal that we can learn from the sun, from Shomayim Ve'oretz, from nature. That will be in his Eurus once he sees that the sun starts her service, its service for the day. That's the time that he wants to wake up, he should wake up to be his Eurus, to take this Eurus, the example of the sun. Or the same thing, when birds already singing their song, they make their shiro. He should take from that and his oil so early in the morning. They don't sleep anymore. They're already busy with shiro. He should take these oils from the birds, from other phenomena from nature to make his shiro for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he would mean to have his oils. So the Eros from nature is Eros from the sun that rises. Chadoshim labkorim, that a new mechadosh betuva b'chol maaseh bereishis, and to take this Eros from animals, from birds who sing their shiro so early in the morning, so that would be for him and his Eros to get up and not to remain sleeping ke'otzel sheino rabo. Chananu ben Akashem, Rotzakosh Boch, Lezakas Yisrael, Yerfichu, Yerben Teiru, Bichus, Shenema, Abinecho, Feis, Lamar, Tzidkoyak, Lilfeiru.